Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland assumes the presidency of the EU Council on Wednesday. We have 6 months to steer a lot of legislation and policy through a political and economic minefield. For example, how does a neutral country manage beefing up military spending? Or how does a cash-rich nation insist on belt-tightening as the EU budget is set to be agreed before Christmas? But one thing that most member states, especially Ireland, will want will be less red tape and fewer restrictions on companies in order to compete with China and the US. But do we have the diplomatic nous to square that circle? Bobby McDonough was the former Irish ambassador to the EU, as well as in London and in Rome, and an author of the new book, The European Union in 12 Objects. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to be here.
Would it be fair to say that excessive red tape and bureaucracy would be a priority for most companies?
Oh, I'm sure it is. And it's also, fortunately, a priority for the European Union at the moment, getting rid of that red tape. And not all of it, of course.
Yeah. But
the Irish presidency has three overall priorities. And the first listed is competitiveness.
Yeah.
And under the competitiveness agenda, the first item listed is simplification.
Yeah.
So it's a very long-term process, but the Commission's aim is to reduce burdens on businesses by 25% and on SMEs by 35%.
Mm.
So the Irish presidency will be taking that forward.
It's difficult to measure, though, isn't it? Because some person's form filling can be very annoying, for other people, less annoying. Obviously, the bigger the company you have, you can manage all sorts of red tape.
Well, what the European Union wants to do, and Ireland in the presidency wants to do, is to have better regulation, not deregulation. Many regulations will remain necessary for environmental reasons, for social reasons, and even for business reasons, because many of the regulations are there to facilitate trade.
Mm.
If, for example, there's a law about not having lawnmowers that make more decibels noise than they should do, that's not because somebody in Brussels wants to be bureaucratic. It's because it should be possible to export your lawnmowers around Europe without somebody blocking them with their own rules. But there is a determination to work as quickly as possible on what are called omnibus packages, which are packages to amend multiple legal acts at the same time. And these are under negotiation, including with the European Parliament. And the Irish presidency has prioritised getting rid of as many of the unnecessary burdens on business as possible.
Do we have the diplomatic nous I was mentioning at the start to get these little things? Because it's a dance, isn't it? Between member states, between MEPs, between the Commission, between companies, between consumers and lobby groups. It's a diplomatic dance, isn't it?
I think we do have the diplomatic nous. I mean, I'm not claiming it because I'm retired 8 years now myself, but I'm sure that my former colleagues who are now running the presidency have the diplomatic nous. In horse racing terms, they're course and distance winners. This is our eighth presidency.
Mm.
It's an absolutely vast agenda. I mean, some of the items on the agenda are more high profile, like negotiating the budget for the next 8 years or making progress on AI. There's an AI summit. There are high-profile things.
Mm.
But there's a vast agenda across every council and at every level, both official and political level. And it's the Irish presidency's, I would say, sacred responsibility to take that forward. I say sacred because we live in a very dangerous and difficult world.
Mm-hmm.
We have war in Europe provoked by Putin's attack on Ukraine, but we have already a degree of hybrid warfare in Europe. We have an American president that we can't trust in geopolitical terms. So we are not running Europe for 6 months, but we are an essential cog in the wheel for 6 months. And I'm sure we'll do it well. We've done it well before, but it's a real profound responsibility.
Is there a temptation? I mean, you've seen, as you said, presidencies before. Is there a temptation to go for the low-hanging fruit, i.e. to get stuff nudged along and get stuff over the line that's almost over the line anyway, so that you can claim a success, rather than just pass a load of unfinished portfolios to the next presidency?
Well, I had a teacher at school who used to say, don't make a dichotomy out of a distinction. You know, it's right to distinguish between the low-hanging fruit and the other stuff, but you don't have to choose between the two.
Mm.
And as I say, there's a vast agenda. And sometimes in media terms or in terms of me trying to explain a little bit, you have to pick on one or two major items. But the fact is, in every formation of the council, which will be chaired by Irish ministers, apart from the Foreign Affairs Council,
yeah,
which is chaired by the High Representative, and in the at lower official level, across all the working groups that will be meeting all day today, for example, in Brussels, we will be advancing the entire agenda. So yes, it will be nice if there's some low-hanging fruit that we can get through some directives that are under negotiation or can agree in co-decision with the European Parliament, some other ones. But we have to push forward everything, including issues that we won't reach definitive agreement on in our presidency.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility in some of these areas, you know, in World Cup footballing terms, not necessarily to win the penalty shootout, but at least to get our team, our European team, into the penalty shootout.
Yes, indeed. It's better to be in. And does a lot of these, does a lot of this progress happen behind the scenes before the actual ministers sit down? The so-called Sherpas, and you could have been described as one, they do a lot of the haggling behind the scenes. So when the minister rings the bell or knocks his gavel down, most of the hard work's already agreed, is it not?
Well, that's the way politics works in a democracy. I mean, the government in Ireland doesn't sit down you know, on a Tuesday and say, what are we going to discuss today? There's a whole lot of preparatory work, but the preparatory work takes place under the auspices of the politicians. And that's part of our democracy. So ultimately, the politicians decide, and that's true both nationally and at European level. But necessarily, a lot of the work, the Commission has to make the proposals in the first place, and that requires an awful lot of work, which needs to be approved by the Commission. Then every proposal goes into working groups, and Ireland will have chair people of more than 200 working groups working on the different legislative and other proposals. And then they try and solve as much as possible, and they refer up to ambassador level, the more difficult issues. And then the ambassadors try to solve the issues that come to them. And there are always important issues. The most difficult and sensitive issues have to go to ministers. And then a lot of the work, as you say, is done. But what is done under their authority, and the most difficult issues come to them. And the ones the ministers can't solve, they have to go to the highest level of all, to the prime ministers and the heads of government.
And sticking with the World Cup analogy, when your proposal that you might have dreamt up in an office somewhere suddenly gets agreed by 27 member states, is it like scoring a goal for you backstage?
That's a good question. It's happened to me once or twice during my career when we came to the end of a big negotiation. But it's, you know, if in World Cup's terms, it's more about the drudgery in the midfield than Ronaldo, who's knocking it in and not capable of doing much else.
Bite your legs. And you somehow have managed to condense the entire European Union down to 12 distinct objects.
Yes, sir. Well, I think it's really important that people should understand the European Union, because it's so important to our country and to Europe and indeed to the wider world. And I think the level of understanding is not what I would like it to be. So I came up with an idea of explaining the European Union to show that it's far from boring, but is immensely exciting. And my idea is to explain Europe in 12 objects. So, for example, you have a mirror, which is about identity. You have a weighing scales, which is about compromise. You have a Persian rug, because Persian rugs contain a deliberate flaw, because only Allah can make things that are perfect. You have a table, which is the Council of Ministers, which Ireland will be presiding over the next 6 months. So while I've written the book myself, I'm delighted and pleased that the European Commission has kindly published it for me. And it's free of charge. It's available both in hard copy and digital copy from the European Commission office in Dublin. It's intended principally for any adults who are interested in learning somewhat more about Europe or for businesses. But I think it could also be of interest to children from transition year upwards. And I'm hoping that if there are any teachers listening this morning, they should contact the Commission and get some free copies of the book.
And you will be at the opening ceremony on Wednesday?
Yes, I'll, with your rivals, with RTE, I'll be at the opening ceremony with Mary McCallaghan, and it'll be an important moment for Ireland.
Well, and best of luck on Wednesday, and with the book, of course. That's Bobby MacDonagh, the former Irish ambassador to the EU, London and Rome, and now the author of the book, The European Union in 12 Objects. Back in a moment, taking the pulse of global CEOs.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.